for Mr. Spurk. And that's that one of the ideas that's come up tonight is the idea of spot zoning. And that somehow this could potentially be spot zoning. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not sure if this is an issue that you're familiar with now. But would it be possible to explain a little bit about what is the kind of concept behind spot zoning? Maybe where this potential ordinance in front of us affects that necessary concept?
Sure. The spot zoning generally is when you single out one lot or differential treatment from similar land unjustifiably, arbitrarily. For example, there's a famous case where it was a rural zone, and they rezoned an oval right in the middle of it for a motorcycle racetrack. Identical land, different treatment, spot zoning. Several months ago, council approved the zoning map change at Broad Street for the Skyline West development, Mr. Park's project, treating that spot differently from the surrounding land. But that land was unique. It's sort of an orphan lot. There's cut off by 378 on one side, Monocacy Creek on the other, steep slope. In my opinion, not spot zoning. Both times, land was treated differently than surrounding land. But in the one case, the land was unique. In the other case, it was different. So the uniqueness, in my mind, plays a role, as this lot in question here has been talked about. History is instructive, too. I think in 2012, council, when they passed the revised total zoning ordinance, already singled out residential corners at that time for different treatment from their neighbors, for what they thought were very good, sound land use reasons. They singled out some corners for different treatment, those with abandoned old commercial uses. It seems to me this amendment is merely amending that by saying, and you can also do it at corners with unabandoned commercial uses. So in that sense, to me, it's not terribly spotty. The spotting was done 6 years ago. This is adding another spot that's fairly similar. It's a corner and had commercial use. To the extent that it's treating it differently from its neighbors, again, there's been, I think, substantial evidence of its uniqueness. It's got this ancient non-conforming use that's still there. It's arm's length away from the main building. My legal opinion that it would not be spot zoning. Caveat, in law, like in medicine, there are no guarantees. In my four decades, that's especially true with Pennsylvania appeals courts, I think. So I'm not guaranteeing anything. Caveat number two, in 4 decades, it's been my general rule with clients that telling them just that one can legally do something doesn't necessarily always mean that one should. It's a separate question.
Okay.